Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Ephesians 5, verse 18 and following, which says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." This is a very famous passage. "And do not get drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit." Sometimes I can't help but feel that we focus on the wrong half of this verse. First of all, let me affirm that drunkenness is a sin, and that many people who have engaged in strong drink have ruined their lives, their families' lives. When it becomes uncontrolled, when it becomes something that is run to as a solution for problems, drunkenness, it is clear throughout Scripture, is a sin. However, I do not think that that is the most important half of Ephesians 5:18. A very common way to teach Scripture is to follow this sort of threefold model. You want to explain a passage, you want to illustrate a passage, and then you want to apply a passage. And an illustration can very often involve an analogy of some sort. This is like this other thing, or here's a story that illustrates this situation. And Paul here is illustrating. He is giving us an analogy. He's giving us a word picture. He says, "Do not get drunk with wine." I'm sure most of us have been around someone who's engaged in drinking too much wine or beer or alcohol of any sort. What happens is it starts to change their behavior. It might make one person more, outgoing and effusive and excited. It might make another person go inward and quiet and brooding and angry. It's been said that alcohol simply makes you more of what you already are. It lowers your inhibitions and allows your true self to come out. If we were talking about a crime, someone was operating a motor vehicle while being drunk, we would say that they were driving under the influence. Under the influence, meaning that a substance has changed the way that they are behaving. And Paul says, in that same way, we want to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. And also clever that we could refer to certain strong drinks as spirits. And Paul says, instead of being filled with spirits, be filled with the Spirit. Let it change your behavior. And we might also say that when you are filled with the Spirit, you are becoming more, not necessarily of who you are, but of who God made you to be. God created us to be Spirit-filled followers of Christ. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to influence us and our behavior, we allow ourselves to be filled with the Spirit, it's going to change the way that we live. We are going to be more Christ-like. We are going to be more closely aligned with the character of our Heavenly Father. So the question might be, how do we do this? Well, there's many ways that we can do this, but we're given several here, right in our passage of Ephesians 5, addressing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. This is worship, and not simply worship, but corporate worship. Who are we singing these to and with? One another, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, different kinds of worship music, because we are to, as Paul says elsewhere, rejoice in the Lord always, and we are to do that in community. So we worship. We worship in community. What else? We give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We practice gratitude. We remember all that God has given us. We remember God that every good thing comes from Him. It is hard to be bitter and downcast when you recognize all of the reasons that God has given you to be grateful. And then it says this, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. And he goes on to lay out, how do we love one another well? Well, we do it as worship. We do it out of reverence for Christ. And we do it by being filled with the Spirit. We might also say prayer. We might also say filling ourselves with the words of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Bible, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, has been given to us, and we want to be filled. When you squeeze us, Scripture should come out. So do not get drunk on wine, church, but let's commit to one another be filled with the Spirit, that we might be more worshipful, more grateful, and better prepared to love one another, to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. God, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Help us to be filled with your Spirit. Show us the practical steps that we can take in that direction for your glory and our good, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.